To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Pine, Sports Talk host, is with me now. Hey, Piney.
Hello, hello, Heather.
What were you going to call me?
I was going to say hello, kia ora, but I think your name's Heather.
That's okay. You can say kia ora. Now you've made
what
it
a
awkward.
Shambles.
You've made it so awkward now. Anyway, so Morocco has upset Belgium in the FIFA World Cup. There is a fair bit of this going on.
Yeah, I like the upsets, like the shocks, like the things you don't expect. Morocco beating Belgium, the latest one. We had Japan beating Germany. We had Saudi Arabia beating Argentina. So I think everybody loves an upset, apart from the fans of the nation that are being upset.
Well, did you hear what happened in Belgium?
I did
hear
that.
They got a bit kooky, didn't they?
And Belgians, I don't know. I don't know that many Belgian people, but the ones I do know are fairly docile.
You wouldn't expect it of them to get a bit rioty.
Yeah, there are some countries you say, oh, okay, well, I can, you know, yeah, they are very passionate people and they might overturn cars and set them alight.
The
Belgians, I feel like the Belgians would be a bit more reserved.
And sensible. Yeah. Anyway, obviously crazy about their football. I'll tell you what, it's nice we're talking about the football, not the politics of it. We've got the Black Sox facing the softball World Cup champs at the moment. I didn't realise these guys hadn't played in 3 years, Piney.
Yeah, the last one they played was the last World Cup, 2019. So when they went out on the diamond the other day, it was the first time they had officially played a game for 3.5 years.
Were they rusty?
Well, they'd had quite a bit of a build-up in terms of, I mean, they've been able to play domestically. They've been playing their domestic competition, so not really. But the fact that they've been so starved of international competition, I mean, other codes have found a way. Softball just has not found a way during COVID to keep going, really.
Yeah, which is a pity. Hmm. Now, this is going to be controversial for your wife. Is it a good idea that sports people are playing sports in Australia on Christmas Day?
I love it. I love it.
Why?
I just think someone had to cross the final frontier. We play and watch sport 364 days of the year.
Yeah.
No qualms with Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Easter, Sunday, for goodness sake, Good Friday,
yeah,
Anzac Day. All of these days have sport on them to be played or watched. Why not Christmas Day?
So it's NBL?
Yeah, it's Aussie NBL.
But see, you want it to be cricket secretly.
I'd love it to be cricket. Mm-hmm. Can you think, you think of Christmas Day in the morning, you know, depending on what stage of your life you're at, opening the presents and then family round for lunch maybe, a bit of ham, something to eat and something to drink, and then, I don't know, go for a walk. Why not go for a walk to the Basin Reserve, sit on the bank and watch a game of cricket?
Because, let's be honest, Christmas can be a little bit of a bummer, can't it?
Not everybody wants to be thrown together on Christmas Day.
No.
And even if not going along to physically watch it, I think, because there's only so many times you can watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, then go watch Die Hard, which is another Christmas classic.
Love Actually.
I hope your children have heard this so they can understand you don't
want to
hang out with them.
They'll be delighted. They will be. I'm telling Heather, they'll be stoked.
You'll take them with you.
No,
will
they'll
you?
Be stoked that I'm not there.
Finey, good on you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Jason Pine, host of Sports Talk this evening.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.